captured photographs of apparently ancient artifacts and of living humanoid beings on another planet in our solar system, and in fact on the planet Mars, which every 2 years is the planet that comes closest to Earth. And so during the month of December of 2008, I became very engrossed in the image. I worked essentially around the clock, sleeping 3 or 4 hours a night. And at this point, I've gathered numerous images. I would say, at least 100 significant images of humanoid beings, different animal species that presently exist, once existed and are extinct, or have never existed on planet Earth, as well as carved statues that would have had to have been created by intelligent beings, and built structures that are arguably either architectural structures or more statues on the surface of Mars. And I'm bringing this to the attention of the world community simply because it's a breakthrough discovery in natural history. And everybody on our planet deserves to know what's up there so that they understand the natural history of our own universe, of their universe. And I was happy and privileged to make this disclosure on your website, exopolitics.com, because this discovery bespeaks a host of considerations in the area of exopolitics. I mean, now that we found that there is life on Mars and there are ancient artifacts that are there, what policies are we going to craft to interact with the presence of living beings and of ancient structures on the red planet? This is really uncharted territory, but before we start answering such questions, we really have to resolve what's in the image. And so the first major discovery I made was the fact that there are statues and apparently living forms of human beings very much like ourselves in this NASA image.
Right. I'm just thinking that we could go on and begin going through some of the specific types of humanoid beings and typology, and remind the listeners that they can go to www.exopolitics.com. There are 9 separate documents there in PDF. They can download a 41-page report which Mr. Bisciago has drafted, which contain photographs of each of these findings together with the analytic text. And I'd just like to make a note here that the news of this discovery is also being carried in Physics News. That is, it's in Physics News now, which is a mainstream scientific journal. You've also written to the National Geographic Society. Could you tell us a bit about why you've done that?
Well, on December 12th, when I published my paper, I asked myself, what would be the most appropriate institution to receive this information? And in light of the fact that the National Geographic Society for over 100 years has essentially been the leading organization in the world to articulate and study and illustrate both biological life forms and human civilization on Earth, I thought they would be the most appropriate institution to approach with the abundant evidence I have of both living species and ancient artifacts on the red planet. So on December 12th, I wrote a letter to the president of the National Geographic Society, John Fahey, asking him to review my evidence for consideration for publication in the National Geographic. I sent him a 4-page letter that you've graciously posted on exopolitics.com. Listeners can visit your website and read that 4-page letter. And I sent him a CD-ROM with my papers so that their photo analyst could grapple with the abundant photographic evidence that I've accumulated from the original NASA photograph. That paper and letter, unfortunately, were delayed by a blizzard that we had here in the Pacific Northwest and were mailed a few weeks later. So we're being patient and waiting for the National Geographic Society to come back with its response. But having been a reader of the National Geographic from the time I was a small child, I thought, well, what would be an institution on, you know, in our civilization here on Earth that could handle this material in the most responsible and professional way, and analyze and process the images in the most highly evolved way and present it to an international readership? And so I reached out to the National Geographic Society, hoping that I could consult with them and show them what I found, and collaborate on a special edition of the National Geographic magazine, because this is a breakthrough discovery. This is a